Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a 7-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. Very special show today. I'm sure everyone has heard about the earthquake and the recent events in Nepal, the aftershocks, the avalanche, sorry, on Everest that has caused a lot of devastation and pain. And right now we're talking to James Chippendale of Love, Hope, Strength Foundation. I've had him on the show before. Everest and Nepal, Kathmandu, is very near and dear to his heart. And he set up an Indiegogo page to help raise money and relief efforts for Nepal. And how are you today, James?
Yeah, I'm incredibly busy, fielding calls and messages from our team in Nepal and our support network here around the world and around the world to see how they can help. I mean, it's just been, to be honest, it's been an overwhelming 48 hours now.
I bet. Now, for some of our listeners who don't know, we were just talking a little bit briefly before the show. Tell me, why is Everest in Nepal so important to you?
Well, that's where Love, Hope, Strength got its start back in 2007. We took a bunch of international rock musicians, guys from the Stray Cats and Squeeze, The Fix, The Alarm, Nick Harper, and we held a concert at Calipatar. It was at the time the highest concert on land, and raised hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to build a cancer center in Kathmandu, the Bhaktapur Cancer Center. And then we've since been back. So we went back in 2012 for our 5-year anniversary and took G Love and Brett Denon and Miles Zuniga from Fastball and Robin Wilson from the Gin Blossoms and did a base camp concert and raised more money for our centers in Kathmandu. And the people of Nepal, look, the way I describe Nepal is everybody goes there for Everest, but they come back for the people.
Exactly.
And I truly, feel that deep in my soul of how amazing these people are in Nepal. They have been so gracious to us and so supportive of us. So now it's time for Love, Hope, Strength to step up and support them in this great time of need.
And is the cancer center, has that survived the quake?
We're getting reports now. I mean, it's still standing. It did receive some damage. It's been turned into a triage center and not a cancer center anymore. But they're still treating the patients that they need to treat. But it's everything's kind of in chaos right now. And then they're using all the resources that they can. And look, let me talk to you about resources. I mean, the infrastructure of Kathmandu on a good day was poor. And this is just going to escalate it to a crisis level. I mean, when we went to the cancer center for the first time, hand sanitizer, a little hand sanitizer, Purell, was kept under lock and key because they didn't have that much. They don't have antibiotics. They don't have the bandages they need. They don't have anything, really. I mean, the kids at the cancer center that we helped, there's 30 in a room sleeping with their families on bloodstained sheets. I mean, it's poverty and that, most of the Western world can't even imagine. And, that's why we focused a lot of our efforts there. And now with this happening and the infrastructure being compromised even more, it's so super important for the world to stand up and take note and reach into their pockets and help, because these people desperately need it. Plus, reaching in your pockets and your donations, somebody says, $5, $10 isn't going to go a long way. It goes a very long way in Nepal.
Right.
And these people live on a dollar a day. To rebuild buildings, to buy supplies is very, very inexpensive. I mean, we helped build a cancer center with, a few $100,000. So, every little bit goes a very long way. And we're very focused on making this a no-waste effort. So we wanted to get control of the money because we have people on the ground.
Right.
They're not going to waste this money, and it's not going to go into a big pot of bureaucracy. So, that's why I feel very compelled to start this Indiegogo.
And that's why I called you last night. I got a hold of you on Facebook, because there is a lot of bureaucracy in other organizations, and, we're not going to make this into a political thing. But I know that, I know that you will make sure that it gets to the people who need it.
That's exactly right. I mean, we've got our people messaging us now, and right now we're just trying to pull bodies out of the rubble. We're just trying to survive, as the dust settles and hopefully the aftershocks stop, then it's going to be like, okay, here's what we need from you all. Here's the centers that we need supported. And we're working with other organizations and other nonprofits to make sure that, you know, we're coordinating our efforts so that, again, the money doesn't get wasted. I know a report just came out on Vice. I don't know if you watch that that television show Vice that's on HBO, but it just came out on what's happened in Haiti and all of the money that's been wasted. And, you know, I'm very passionate about Kathmandu, and I'm very passionate about the Nepalese people, and I do not want that to happen to them. You know, I want the relief efforts to really go to help them rebuild the infrastructure of this amazing country.
I agree, and especially with everything that happened last year with the Sherpa saying, no, we need more money because... You know, some people in the Western world just use them for their Everest climb and things like that. It's very important that we help the people who help others.
Well, there's no question. And here's the problem with Nepal. I mean, there's many, many, many. The number one source of income for that entire country is tourism.
Right.
How many people are going to be going there for tourism now and in the near future? Nobody. So there is no way for these people to survive. Because especially the people up in the mountainous regions and up at Everest that make their livelihoods and support these amazing families that live on the mountains without people hiking to Everest. And that's not going to happen for a long time.
Right. And that's,
so, you know,
devastating.
The trickle-down effect of this tragedy is massive. And we can't just say, oh, you know, it's been on the cover of the New York Times today. It's out of flavor tomorrow because there's another something else. We've got to keep the focus on helping rebuild this country.
And it's such a rich resource of culture that, you know, you look at the pictures, I mean, it's just devastating. Their temples have fallen, just places that have been around for thousands and thousands of years are just reduced.
Yeah,
to
we were the first ever Western rock musicians to play Durbar Square and in Kathmandu. And we held a concert to 15,000 live attendees. And then it was broadcast on Nepalese television to over 4 million when we did our Everest event. It was the most beautiful place I'd ever seen, and just a quick story on how that happened. The people of Nepal, the organizers that were helping us on the ground, were driving me around to find a location for our closing concert. And we pulled into Durbar Square, which is just the crown jewel of heritage of Kathmandu. And I looked up at these amazing temples and shaman, you know, meditating, and just the palace of the living goddess was right there. And I said, we're doing the concert right here. And I remember they looked at me and said, James, no Western rock show ever in Durbar Square. This World Heritage Center. And I said, guys, we have to do it here. And so amazing people that they are that I was working with made it happen. And we came down in this show. And to see the images now that I'm getting choked up just thinking about it, the place is rubble. These thousand-year-old buildings, World Heritage Site, they're rubble. And that's where all of the tourists used to go just to take their picture and see the monkeys climbing around on the temples. And it's they're gone. I mean, this deep, deep heritage and this pride that these people had in their community and in their city and that's really all they had. Let's be honest. That's what they had. They had their city. They had their culture.
And that's why we have to help them.
It's now rubble.
And just think, if you hadn't built your cancer hospital, you're helping the people right now because they're using that as a triage unit. I mean, that's amazing. Amazing.
I mean,
also,
you know, the doctors there are working and it's and doing what they need to do to support their people. And you know, cancer's taking a back seat right now.
Yes,
but it doesn't mean that that goes away either. So you know, you've got the immediate needs of what's going on for people just to survive, but then you've got the long term needs of people that are still battling cancer and battling other diseases that still need help as well.
Exactly. So you started your Indiegogo campaign.
Yes.
And
we did. again, with the goal is to funnel, you know, the money to us that we know exactly where it's going to go. And everybody that donates to us is going to see the tangible results that we make. You know, what that is yet, again, we're waiting for the dust to settle and see what their needs are. And our team on the ground is going to come back to us with specific needs. But you know, everybody that donates to us is going to be able to follow exactly where their dollar is going and say, I helped here. And, you know, that to me is, and the rest of the Love, Hope, Strength team is very, very important.
Now, will you be going to Nepal to help out? We're not sure yet.
Yeah, there's talks of it. There's talks right now is once we get the campaign closed and you know, to get over there and see you know, again, the hospital and right. what's needed there. You know, that's part of what we're going to do. But the plan is, yes, to get out there in the next 60, 90 days and see how we can help even more. Because there's going to be lots of things that come from this. We've got connections with, you know, some of the top Nepalese artists that have been reaching out all weekend about, you know, things are going to keep happening and happening and happening to keep the effort going. So, yeah, we're going to make a trip there soon.
Excellent. Excellent. And your Indiegogo campaign, you can reach that from your Love, Hope, Strength Foundation website and Facebook page.
From the Facebook page right now, we're streaming everything through social media. It'll be up on the website soon. But the Love, Hope, Strength on Facebook is the best place to go for immediate information. We can get it up there quick and get it up there easy. So we're sending everybody to that right now. And again, it's been 48 hours. More stuff's going to come out in the next several days, but sending everybody to the Love, Hope, Strength Facebook page. You know, if you're not, you haven't liked it, please like it, and then you can click on the link to the Indiegogo from there.
Excellent.
Or you can go to just Indiegogo, and you can also just put in Love, Hope, Strength, and we pop up there on the search as well.
And if you see the picture, the profile picture of Support Nepal, please make that your profile picture as well. You know, if you can't donate, you know, sometimes times are tough. Just posting that, someone else might see it and find out more about Love, Hope, Strength, and they might be able to donate if you cannot.
That's right. You know, a lot of people have reached out saying, you know, yeah, we understand money is tight sometimes, mm-hmm. and but share it. You know, there's other people on your network that can help. I mean, we've had lots of people reaching out with, hey, we want to do an event. Well, great, go do it, and we'll help support you in that effort. And, you know, there's other ways of helping as well. So, yes, just really share the message, share the Indiegogo, and help us support the amazing people that have been so good to us and that desperately need us right now.
Well, thank you, James. Like I said, I got a hold of you yesterday. It was just a quick thing because I saw the need, and I know how near and dear Nepal and Kathmandu and everything is to your heart. Facebook, I Love, Hope, Strength. It'll take you right to the Indiegogo page. It'll be on my Facebook page as well. I know you got a lot more calls to make, a lot more people to talk to, and if there's anything I can help, just let me know. I'm here, and our listeners are here for you as well.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you shining the light on this, and there'll be more we need to do. But thank you for supporting.
Once again, you can go right to the Facebook page of Love, Hope, Strength. Click on the link for Indiegogo. If you can't spare a couple bucks, please make sure you change your profile picture to the Love, Hope, Strength Support Everest picture. You know, sending good vibes to everyone in Nepal and Everest and Kathmandu. This is the Cancer Warrior.